You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tome Olson. The Madison Metro Sewerage District has more details over the release of millions of gallons of untreated wastewater earlier this month. The sewerage district says an overflow was first reported last Friday by someone who noticed bubbling water, and since then, MMSD's found a cause, a crack in a sewer pipe on the grounds of a wastewater treatment plant next to the Capitol Springs State Trail. The sewerage district says the overflow likely started 2 weeks ago, and storms that week made the overflow more difficult to detect. They estimate 6 million gallons of untreated wastewater were released over 10 days, and they don't know how much flowed into Nine Springs Creek. Local public health officials and the state DNR have been notified and are monitoring. The crack in the pipe has been temporarily replaced. A permanent repair is coming in the next few months. As students head back to campus, Madison's downtown has two new defibrillators available in case of cardiac emergency. They're called Save Stations, and the pair are available 24/7. They're now installed near the Historical Society on Library Mall and near the basketball courts at James Madison Park. They were unveiled yesterday and put there by a student-led group that works to prevent sudden cardiac arrest. The group formed a decade ago after the sudden death of a UW Oshkosh student who died after crossing the finish line of a half marathon at Summerfest. The City of Madison's Transportation Commission will meet tonight. They're poised to decide on a trial program for ending rush hour lanes on Willie Street. The proposal is an effort to reduce the number of cars that crash into buildings. Right now, Willie Street has two lanes of traffic during rush hour. You can't park on one side of the street during morning rush hour, and you can't park on the other side during the evening rush hour. The proposal before the Transportation Commission would remove the parking ban, eliminating the extra lane that becomes available. The renewed call for action is a response to multiple crashes into businesses over the years. A vehicle hit Mother Fool's Cafe for the third time in May, and there were no injuries this spring, but the second time a vehicle crashed into Mother Fool's in 2016, it injured three people inside. It's not the only business to be hit. The Willie Street Treasure Shop was hit in 2022. Change Boutique was hit in 2021. So was Halong Bay in 2018. And there have been other close calls. According to a presentation from traffic engineers earlier this month, there have been 122 crashes on Willie Street in the last 5 years. Over a quarter of them injured someone. The city's traffic engineers, though, caution that the proposal for Willie Street could have limited success. They say there's little commonality to what's caused the crashes so far and why they happened. Tonight's transportation meeting starts at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, if you're making plans to travel downtown tomorrow, prepare for traffic around Camp Randall Stadium as the Badgers kick off their season against the Miami Redhawks. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is Wisconsin's flagship conservation effort. The program funds land acquisition and helps expand access to outdoor recreation. The program's roots are bipartisan. It's named for two former governors, Warren Knowles, a Republican, and Gaylord Nelson, a Democrat. Knowles Nelson was established in 1989. Since then, the state legislature has reauthorized the program several times, but it's not included in the state's new two-year budget. Absent legislative action, the program's slated to end 10 months from now, on June 30, 2026. Republicans and Democrats have separate proposals to continue funding before then. The Republican bill would fund Knowles Nelson until 2030. It requires the DNR to prioritize projects for property development rather than acquisition, and it restricts the acquisition of land in excess of $1 million. The bill's co-authored by Representative Tony Kurtz, who also serves on the legislature's budget committee. In one of those budget sessions earlier this summer, Kurtz said he wanted to make sure reauthorization was done right.
It's something that Senator Tested and I have been working on along with our staff for the last 6 months. It's something that is a bipartisan effort. We've met with so many different stakeholders, so many different groups, so many fellow legislators on getting this done. And we are committed to get it done. We want to get it done right on getting this done.
Yesterday, Democratic state lawmakers announced their own Knowles-Nelson bill. Here's State Senator Jody Habesh-Sinikin, a Democrat.
And while I sincerely appreciate the effort and good intentions put forth by Representative Kurtz and Senator Teston in crafting their Knowles-Nelson bill, I fear that the oversight process laid out in their AB 315 is simply unworkable, in that it would require large land purchases to move through the entire legislature.
The Democratic proposal would give the program $72 million a year. The bill would create an oversight board, which would sign off on projects that cost more than $2.5 million. The Democratic bill is circulating for co-sponsorship. The Republican bill was introduced in June. And in Milwaukee, a federal judge has denied a motion to dismiss charges against Judge Hannah Dugan. The ruling could be appealed, and that would put off a trial until next year. Another hearing in the case is scheduled for next week. I'm Sholly Pittman, 92.7 WMDX News.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for game 3 of their 4-game series. The Crew with another dramatic win, 9-8, last night over Arizona. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed my intent on any game, you know, these last 2 or 3, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a 3-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the 8th Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. "I just put a bunch of weight on," Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 75 this afternoon. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight with a low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a shower early, then mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.